Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. The microphone has to be on for you to actually hear me. I mean, you would think after all these years, but sometimes stuff happens. That might be the quickest screw up I've ever had on the show. You know how I like to tell you, there goes the perfect show when I do something dumb or say something stupid. It does happen. It's not on purpose. It's just, it's me. It's my, my brain and my mouth not in sync. But you wouldn't know any of that if I didn't turn the microphone on. So, yay. It took a whole 3 seconds. There goes the perfect show. But that seems fitting for the hump show when it's not really supposed to go smoothly. Nah. It's the middle of the work week, middle show of the work week. And this is the last big climb till we get to the top of the mountain. And then start cruising downhill. I know producer Chris has got vacation in mere hours. So for him, this is not really the hump show. It's the end of his work week. But
I am
looking ahead to the weekend and thinking sleep sounds really good. I'm not immune. I know some of you think that I never sleep. That's actually not true. And when I am missing some sleep, well, I don't wear it well. So I'm going to not yawn on the show. My gosh. You know, yawning is contagious. The older my dog gets, the more she yawns. And I mean, that dog yawns about every 20 seconds. Whether it's first thing in the morning or the last thing at night, she yawns every 20 seconds. And that's when she's awake. She sleeps most of the time. And it's contagious. When the dog yawns, I yawn. Oh, and see, now talking about yawning, it's bad because that's how contagious of a yawner I am. When my brother and I were kids and we used to get stuck going on road trips, oh my gosh, we hated rides is what my mom and stepdad called them. Rides. Every weekend, we're going to go for a ride and we would be in the car for hours. Oh, it was brutal. And this was before there were TVs in cars. This was before there were handheld video games. Anyway, my brother, in order to torture me and amuse himself, would fake yawn over and over until I couldn't stop yawning. I was crying and my cheeks hurt from yawning so many times. He was mean, so mean.
It's time to have some fun.
It was not fun at all, which is why I have zero regrets about beating him up until he got bigger than me, which is probably sophomore year in high school. I used to be way taller and bigger, and then all of a sudden he shot up like a weed, like a dandelion. You know how they grow 8 inches overnight? I swear if I sit outside in the yard and watch them, I would actually see them get taller. Anyway, what goes around comes around. So then my brother paid me back in spades, to be sure. It is our hump show, middle show of the work week, After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. And we are live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Want to see your loan options, adjust payments, and closing costs online in real time? Rocket can. You know the hump show means ask Amy anything. So you can find me on Twitter, After Hours CBS. That's not my Twitter. That's our show Twitter. But After Hours CBS. And then also on our Facebook page, named after the show, super easy. And Dave is working from home. Producer Chris is in the control room. And they will put a post up. One of them will put a post up that encourages you, invites you even, to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. So we'll do that in the middle hour of the middle show of the work week. Not quite dead center. It's not exactly dead center, but it's just after the midway point. So we've got some good stuff planned for you tonight. The Major League Baseball schedule, of course, is out. And we didn't really spend much time going over it on the last show because we had Patrick Mahomes news. So I thought it would be fun to look at baseball schedule just a little bit. I am not going to read the entire schedule because that would be boring. I actually did hear hosts, some various hosts, and I heard tales of hosts who actually read the entire schedule on their shows. That is what the internet is for. Google it or go to MLB.com. So I'm not going to do that. Not to mention, I'd have to roll the dice and just pick some team because we obviously have fans of all teams in baseball represented. But on tonight's show, a conversation with former big league pitcher and baseball analyst Nelson Figueroa. He played for a variety of teams. In fact, would you believe he played with Patrick Mahomes Sr. in a bunch of different places? Kind of cool. He texted him right after the news broke about Junior's contract that could be worth over $500 million. So Nelson, Figgy, as was his nickname, I did not call them that in our conversation, we'll share that interview with you here. Just talked to him a couple hours ago. We'll share that interview with you here on the show. And he's very passionate and answered a lot of tough questions. Like, what do you want fans to know about the baseball negotiations, ugly as they were? And so we'll get to that coming up also toward the middle part of the show. We do have Patrick Mahomes himself in the flesh. Well, kind of. It was more like in the video conference call. But he spent time talking about his contract and what it means to him and why this is just a step. It's interesting, having looked a little more closely and having heard from some football peeps, so former players, current players, about the deal. We knew that the numbers, the eye-popping numbers, would be there eventually. But it's not as though Mahomes didn't make this a team-friendly deal as well. So a lot of people talking about how the roster can be built around him when so much money is committed to that one position, his quarterback position. But if you look at the guaranteed money that's in this deal, it doesn't actually break the bank. And there's a bit of a backloaded quality to it. And so a lot can happen between now and the end of the deal. Remember, it doesn't even start until 2022 because 20 and 21 are both under his rookie deal, which is a steal. You want to talk about a steal? The fact that his new deal doesn't wipe out the last 2 years of his rookie contract is pretty amazing.
Mahomes magic!
A lot of guys will restructure and will do a new deal that wipes out whatever current contract they're living under. And it's not that way. $2.8 million is what Mahomes will make in 2020. Could you imagine if the Chiefs did something else amazing or he comes up with another run at the MVP award? I don't even know. It's a steal for the Chiefs. But he's excited. When is he not excited? But he's excited and he's already looking at the possibilities with what the Chiefs can do for the rest of the roster. So it's kind of cool. And also Andy Reid on this deal for his star quarterback. So we'll hear from Patrick Mahomes coming up this hour. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm not sure if you saw the breaking news from a few hours ago, but there are multiple sources out there indicating the Ryder Cup will be postponed. It's crazy to think about, right? Because it's so far down the road, and also because there are other golf tournaments going on now, and there are big-time golf tournaments scheduled for the stretch between now and the Ryder Cup. So it's supposed to be played in late September, last weekend in September. This is in Wisconsin. Hi, Grammy. So it's supposed to be played then, but according to the reports, it's going to be bumped until that same weekend next year. The President's Cup also pushed back, so you can expect those announcements coming up officially on Wednesday morning. And there had been talk that the Ryder Cup might move, should move, could move, especially when you have some of the highest profile golfers for Europe come out and say, it'll suck without fans. It won't be the same. And, well, I suppose there's a chance. There's always a chance that fans will be allowed to go to events in late September in Wisconsin. They likely wouldn't be massive galleries. They wouldn't be all crammed in. It wouldn't be wall-to-wall bodies, which is what really creates the incredible atmosphere and the din, the noise. Not to mention, and it should be a home field, quote-unquote, advantage for the United States because it's in Wisconsin, but it would be fans probably not allowed to sit down, maybe having to spread out all over the course, and so you wouldn't have the massive galleries on the critical holes around the green. So you had athletes who were kind of mulling that over and talking about it. Not to mention the logistics, the travel, getting guys to the United States, guys who maybe are reluctant or would have to go through quarantines, the extensive testing protocols. So there's a lot that goes into it. Again, it may seem premature, but there's so much planning. These events, they take literally years of planning. And so to cancel it now, even though it seems premature because it's in early July, and to cancel it over not having fans, I think that it's more of a preemptive strike. And so the Ryder Cup will move to 2021, according to the reports, and the President's Cup will get bumped to the year after. And like I said about the Mahomes contract, it should outlive the coronavirus. Let's hope that by this time next year, or by this time fall of 2021, the virus is not the number one topic of conversation, and it's not affecting every sporting event on the planet. But it's really the uncertainty more than anything. And that's what is causing a lot of leagues and events to either prohibit fans. So if they're already back, you may have heard another golf event, the Memorial, which is Jack Nicklaus's tournament in Ohio. It was supposed to be the first golf tournament with fans, and they were really going to limit the numbers. No grandstands, no places to sit. You had to stand. You, of course, had to be all spread out across the course. And they were only going to allow a few thousand, but that has changed now. And that's, I think, a week and a half away. So it wasn't this weekend, but the weekend after. And so it's the uncertainty. It's because we have far more questions than we do answers. We have far more holes that we're trying to fill and ways that we're trying to figure out for sports to come back and to remain operational. It's not just about returning. It's about being able to stay operational, which is the reason why the PGA Tour is closing the Memorial to fans, because they're more concerned about actually keeping the athletes and the caddies and the limited officials safe. They'd rather have the events with no fans than take the risk that the events or the tour will go into hibernation again because they allowed fans too quickly. And as much as I can't imagine some of these major sporting events like the Ryder Cup, like the Masters, like, I mean, that's just golf, like an NFL game, like a college football game between two huge rivals, Ohio State, Michigan. I mean, Washington State, Alabama, Auburn, Florida, Georgia. I could go on and on. Texas, Oklahoma, the Red River rivalry. I mean, it's so crazy to think about the NBA Finals or the Stanley Cup Final with no fans in the stands. Major League Baseball, opening day. We're encroaching upon opening day. It's just over 2 weeks from now. Hard to imagine any of those events without fans. But I would rather have no fans and still have sports than have no sports at all. Or to take the risk, the added risk, that sports, whatever sport it is, might not survive the rest of the year, might not get through the restart or the season. It's yet another way that 2020 is forcing us to adjust and pivot and make concessions and compromises, ones that we never thought or imagined would be necessary. I think it has also put us in a place where you recognize what you can live with and what you can live without. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. Send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Also on our Facebook page. Coming up, Patrick Mahomes, always ready to deflect and point to the team more than himself, which is part of his appeal as a star athlete, as a leader of a team, and of course as an ambassador in the face of the NFL. Thanks for joining us on The Hump Show. Just getting started. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. Hungry for a taste of the most delicious audio of the night? You came to the right place. It's time for Bite Me with Amy Lawrence. Here's Amy Lawrence.
The man of the hour. Don't you want to hear from Patrick Mahomes Jr., who just signed a contract that could be worth up to $503 million. So could pay out a half a billion. It won't necessarily pay that much, but it is worth potentially that much on paper. So remember, in the NFL, the only thing you get for sure is your guaranteed money. And a team can walk away from a contract at any time and not be beholden to the balance of the deal. However, this is one that is groundbreaking for a couple of reasons, including the length of the deal. And according to Patrick Mahomes, that's actually something that he was really interested in. He wants to be a Chief for life.
I want to thank the Chiefs kingdom. Obviously, their support for me has been tremendous since the day I got drafted. The fact that they've kind of been behind me and supported me has been truly special, and it's a one of a kind thing. And I knew the moment I stepped on Arrowhead Field that they were gonna. This was the place that I wanted to be for my entire career, and I thought I've reiterated that my entire career that I've been here and can't wait.
This has got to be music to the ears of the Hunt family, as well as Coach Andy Reid. Now, Reid is in his 60s, so if he would coach all the way through Mahomes' career, I mean, that would be, I don't even know if that's likely. I suppose it's possible because he says working with Mahomes makes him feel young again. And we got the same thing from John Harbaugh working with Lamar Jackson. So I don't know if it'll be Andy Reid all the way through. I don't know if it will be Brett Veach, the GM, all the way through. I don't even know if Mahomes will play all the way through this contract, but it's the kind of stability and security that you just don't find in the NFL, even if they don't go all the way through the deal, even if they end up just playing through 7 years of it, even if they only get halfway through it. That's still, with the 2 years that he has on his rookie deal, that's another 7 years of Patrick Mahomes. And again, that's music to the ears of the Chiefs front office and the Chiefs ownership. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We know that loyalty and trust in sports are fleeting, and very often we see that one party, one side has it, the other side doesn't. Well, at least right now, it's all sunshine and roses and a perfect relationship. Maybe even a match made in heaven between Mahomes and the Chiefs.
There's trust amongst everybody. As much as I trust in them, they trust in me. And we were able to go out there and get this contract done the right way that not only gives me the security that I've always wanted, but also allows opportunity for the team to be great around me the entire duration of my career.
Mahomes says those were his two priorities, that he wanted long-term security. Last night, asked Benjamin Albright, who's an NFL insider, why would Mahomes sign a 10-year deal when he could very easily get another fat contract that might even pay him more money up front, more money per season, which sounds crazy now, but in 7 years, he could cash in if he wanted to. But what he most wanted was long-term security. And he also wanted the Chiefs to have flexibility around him, to be able to build a strong team around him, maybe thus the lower amount of guaranteed money. Do you know he only signed with a bonus of $10 million? His signing bonus was $10 million. Now, it sounds crazy to say only, but if you consider what some of the quarterbacks and really any high-profile player in the NFL is signing in terms of their bonus, this is peanuts for Mahomes. But he didn't want to handicap the organization, to put the organization in a bind so that they were trying to find cheap talent as opposed to elite talent, or that they couldn't pay the guys who were already on the roster and keep them in town. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. It's funny to hear Mahomes or any professional athlete who has just signed a massive mammoth contract to say it's not about the money. And certainly, you're allowed to be skeptical of that, because if it wasn't about the money, you could say, why not sign for less money? However, when Mahomes says it, you'll want to hear him through.
It's never been about money to me. Obviously, it's awesome and it's an exciting time for me. But at the same time, I've always just been about being the best person, the best player that I can be every single day. And this is another step, I believe, another step in the journey that's just beginning. And I'm just excited that we have this done and I have that security where I can go out there and be the same player that I was and that same person that I was the day I stepped in this league. I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that having a great football team around me doesn't help me when I'm on the field. And so I wanted to find the best way that I could do that. And I feel like as we talked, that they came to me with this idea and this concept of obviously making me financially secure, but having the ability to go out and re-sign all these guys.
I mean, that's really important, and he is banking on the trust that he has in the team that they will, in fact, take the money that they're saving on him the next 2 years or saving on the quarterback position and turn that into free agent talent or, again, keeping the guys that they already have on their roster, other good young talent. And then you hear Andy Reid talk about how this isn't just Mahomes, as much as they were celebrating this deal for Mahomes and the security, the win-win situation for both sides. Head coach Andy Reid actually invokes another name and says, hey, there's other guys out here, good young talent in Kansas City that we're relying on. And general manager Brett Veach in the same position. This is team first from all angles.
The Honey Badger is part of this too. So he was the first guy that texted myself and Brett when the deal got done. We got a text from Tyron, and he just said, hey, what a great thing you did. But both those two make our jobs very enjoyable. Being able to come to work and have two great leaders like that, along with the other guys that love to play the game. So listen, if it takes me into my 70s, let's roll, Herbie. Doggone it. I'm ready to go.
It kind of started in the longer term. Again, and this goes back to the agents working for the player, Pat being very mature for a young age and understanding that I have a great city, great fan base, great ownership, Hall of Fame head coach. It's going to be hard to beat this.
It's all sunshine and roses, as I say. Right now, it's absolutely wonderful. But it may not stay that way. What if Mahomes and the Chiefs have a down year or two? You know how quickly things can change in the NFL. it's the job security that's nice, but we know NFL has picked up the reputation because of its letters, the anagram being not for long. And right now, he's as close to irreplaceable that there is in the NFL, but there really is no such thing. So I hope that continues to be a profitable and prosperous relationship for both sides. I think that both sides made concessions. Both sides looked at the other and said, okay, I want the Chiefs, in the case of Mahomes, I want the Chiefs to be successful. I want my teammates to be successful as well, because that is only a benefit to me. And the Chiefs, we want Mahomes to be happy. If we have a happy quarterback, if he doesn't have to worry about his contract, if he doesn't have to answer questions about his contract, if he's set for, not for life, but, well, he is set for life, but if he's set for the next 12 seasons, then that doesn't even come up, and we have the freedom to focus on the rest of the roster, and he has the freedom to focus on football, which I think is awesome. So I'm thrilled for him. I don't know how you can not be happy for Patrick Mahomes, because it certainly is... certainly is a guy who represents the NFL well and who has already lit the league on fire, in a manner of speaking. I mean, he's a superstar, and he's been that since he was handed the ball in Kansas City. You can find me on Twitter, After Hours CBS, but you really don't want to send me your questions for Ask Amy Anything, because if you do and I don't like them, they'll never see the light of day. But I'll retweet it now, so either on my Twitter or our show Twitter, and then on our Facebook page as well. Coming up, Adam Silver, he's worrying out loud because there's no such thing as a sure thing in 2020 when it comes to sports. It's After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
They're trying to double Josh Richardson. Sixers go to Embiid. He fakes it. Goes down the lane for a slam. Oh, yeah. 40 points for Embiid.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Tom McGinnis on the Philadelphia 76ers radio network. Joel Embiid thinks the offense should go through him when the Sixers revive their season in Orlando, and I appreciate his honesty. I miss it when it was just about sports. I don't know how many conversations we'll have the rest of this year, even with sports returning, that are just about sports. Now, live events certainly help, but if you think about NASCAR, UFC, golf, even the NWSL is an easier way to say it, women's soccer in the United States. Even these returns, and now MLS, of course, with the MLS is back tournament, that's in Orlando as well. Even with events taking place, it still seems like the majority of the conversation is about the virus and the effect and the impact of the virus. And I know that's partly because of the filter, the lens, which is the reporting that's being done, you know, what the media is sharing. And there's limited access right now, too. And so it's more difficult to be able to get up close and personal with the athletes. In fact, it's nearly impossible to be able to observe in person. And so it's different. I don't even know if we'll talk just baseball with no virus, or if we'll talk NBA without the virus or the bubble. I don't even know if I know how to do that. It's been a while. But last night on the show, we did spend, I would say, 75% of, which would be 3 of the 4 hours, roughly, if you're condensing it all down. It would be the majority talking about Mahomes and his contract and the impact on other quarterbacks. And so, yeah, we did a good portion of that last night. But I don't know. As I've thought about baseball returning in just over 2 weeks, as I've thought about the Stanley Cup playoffs, as I've thought about basketball, I'm not in a space yet where I can think about the games themselves without everything else that's going on. And I think there's a part of me that is afraid to get too excited. not that it changes. Well, it does change my job. I still have a job to do, no matter if there are games or not. And we've done that for the last almost 4 months. But I don't know. I don't want to get too hopeful and too excited yet, because there could be something that comes along and derails it or postpones it or delays it. And that really applies to every sport. Now, I'm thrilled that NASCAR and golf and UFC have forged on, that soccer is taking place. And it's not just here in the United States, but you have it in various countries around the world, both baseball and soccer, actually. And so I'm pleasantly surprised with the fact that there have been no major interruptions for golf and for NASCAR, as well as for UFC, which is, of course, is a crazy contact sport. And I'm thrilled that soccer has continued on. I don't want to get too excited about it, because then the disappointment is far greater if something derails the return of basketball or hockey or Major League Baseball. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. To that end, Adam Silver, he's worrying out loud, and hopefully we'll have this audio for you a little bit later in the show. But he did an interview with Fortune Brainstorm Health where he said, plainly, brutally, this is brutal honesty. It actually appeals to me. I'm one of those people that sometimes just lays it on out there. And I too often in my life have stopped to think about the impact of it after the fact. And even though I would rather have people be brutally honest with me, sometimes you have to be careful how you say things, not just what it is that you're saying. Anyway, back to Adam Silver. He's being brutally honest and saying that the NBA is just expecting there to be more positive cases of the virus as the teams show up at Walt Disney World this week. And that's happening over the course of these next few days. You've got teams that are arriving. You've got teams that are then getting tested, and they're required to be sequestered to quarantine for at least 2 days. And so Silver's just, he's being honest. He's saying, you know, we expect that there are going to be more cases. Now, initially with the testing, the commissioner said the most important part is that when they get to Orlando, they go into the bubble clean, right? So forget everything that's happened to that point. Once you're in the bubble, that's when you have to be clean. And so no one's going to hold it against you if you show up in the bubble late. In fact, they prefer that you err on the side of caution, and there are multiple negative tests. And that's the whole point of just the repeated testing, variety of different ways, plus the health and safety protocols. And so he says, we would know if there are positive tests inside the bubble, we would know that somebody violated our rules, our guidelines, or that there was, I love how he says this, a hole in our bubble. Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think of a good metaphor for this in the rest of life. A hole, Oh my gosh. So it's summertime and people have rafts that they float on. Pool, maybe they, depending on where you are at the beach, most beaches don't allow floaties or rafts, but you could have a boat with a hole in it, anything like that. And it's impossible to keep the water out when there's a hole. If you don't patch the hole or just start over with a new raft, eventually that raft, that boat, is going to fill with water and it's going to sink unless that hole is closed up, unless that hole is repaired. You got to catch that hole before it becomes a major issue and before you are on a sinking ship. And so Silver is saying we would know there's a hole in our bubble or that our quarantine or our campus is not working in some way if guys go through the quarantine period, enter the bubble, everybody's clean, nobody has the virus, and then boom, all of a sudden they're a positive test. That's a dead giveaway, is it not? Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be players. The Disney workers, the people that are cleaning, the people that are providing meals. Maybe it's a masseuse. Maybe it's someone who's there to do hair. So they're going to have barbers available as well as people who can braid hair. Whatever it happens to be, all of these people have to be tested every single time they come in. And, I mean, certainly there is such a thing as a false positive. Now, you hope that the volume of tests cuts down on the number of false results. But that's going to be the telltale. That's why when people ask me, aren't you worried about the sports returning in Florida with the number of cases that they've had over the past, 6 weeks now, the cases have been significant, the number of cases. Aren't you worried? Well, no, because those people aren't going to be in the bubble. Greater society isn't going to be in the bubble. And so Adam Silver's talking about a hole in the bubble already, worrying out loud that it's not going to work, that this whole big system with it's dozens and dozens of pages, over 100 pages of protocols, memos that have been sent, conversations, conference calls, the brain power that they've put behind this, the money, all of that will be for naught if the rules aren't followed, or if somehow, now I don't know how, but if somehow it doesn't work. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Silver does have a positive note to it. I was going to say Silver has a silver lining, but then you would think I was doing that on purpose, and I wasn't really. He says it's as protected as possible from the environment around us. On paper, dealing with our experts, this should work, but we shall see. So the initial round of testing for the NBA was 5.3%, I believe, positive cases. Wonder if the league was envious of Major League Baseball's initial rate. But that doesn't matter. What matters is the bubble. What matters is inside the bubble. And Silver continues to say to anyone who will listen that the league is not going to shut down with one positive case. It's the spread they're worried about, right? So that they can't freak out over one or even two cases, because if they do, all of this, again, will be wasted. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's sponsored by Geico. Did you know right now Geico offers an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you, so no need to delay. Visit geico.com to learn more. 855-212-4227. We did have an announcement from one player that was reportedly on the fence about whether or not he would report to Orlando.
Yes, I will be joining my team in Orlando, but during that time, we will be getting a lot of work done here in Atlanta and, you know, around the nation as far as, you know, making sure people don't forget about us and what's going on.
Dwight Howard. Now, for him, the concern wasn't so much about the virus as it was about social injustice and not losing the momentum that a lot of the members of the pro sports community feel like that they've been able to pick up over the course of the spring and early summer. In the wake of the protests, in the wake of more attention being paid to injustice. And while I agree, and we've had this conversation already on the show, while I agree with LeBron and others who believe that they can do both, in fact, I believe that the more you are in the public spotlight for, say, basketball, your craft, whatever you do well, whatever causes eyeballs to land on you. And LeBron is a unique case because he transcends his sport. But most professional athletes, you don't have the spotlight forever, right? There's only a few that continue to have the same type of attention and impact when they're not playing. A Michael Jordan, of course, depending on how he chooses to use it. A Peyton Manning, absolutely. Yes, a LeBron. I mean, there are some athletes that people still listen to and believe are still relevant even after they've retired. But it doesn't happen to the majority. And so I think It's a boost to their message. It's actually something that works hand in hand. It complements their message for them to be out there on the court, because then they're in the public consciousness. People are reading about them or talking about them as they play. And then you're more apt to listen to what else it is they have to say, not to mention daily press conferences that puts you in the public eye. So I agree with LeBron and others who say that they can do both. They can play, but they can also continue to champion social justice and equality for all people groups. Black Lives Matter, of course, is something that the NBA is really going to feature in Orlando. And so Dwight Howard is saying on CNN that he is going to play. He's going to move forward with his teammates. And he was averaging 7.5 points, 7.5 rebounds in the 19 minutes that he played, that he was playing with the Lakers. A bit of a resurgence for him. Interesting compared to the last time or the first time he was with the Lakers, when it wasn't LeBron's Lakers. It was Kobe's Lakers. Kobe pretty much ate him for lunch when Howard was in L.A. And so he says, I can do both. I'm going to play basketball, but I also believe that Atlanta, which is where he's from, or where is he lives, for the most part, that they can continue to do good work there as well. So I like it. I like the fact that the two things go hand in hand. And I had one listener write to me on social media on Tuesday and ask me, how do I make an impact if I don't talk about politics on my show? But similar to these athletes, the radio show is just one part of who I am and what I do. If you don't think that it doesn't really matter what anyone thinks. But this is only a part of what I do. And basketball, hockey, football, golf, it's only a part of what these athletes do. They have lives and they have impacts. They have a personal influence, a personal sphere of influence that is far beyond what they do on a field or court or the ice. And so I applaud them. I applaud them for trying, and I'm looking forward to it, optimistically. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.